Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're tuned in on whatever Super Talk affiliate you find us every day, or whether it be online. Welcome to the program. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio, as always, in Oak Grove here today. Bob and Kelly, Luke is out for a few days, but we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show is sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, and today is no exception. Justin and his guys do a fabulous job catering events of any size. We cater them pretty frequently for baseball, and we've never been disappointed. I don't think you will be either. Check them out, catering for any event, any size, Dickey's Barbecue. All right, Joy Lee McNellis, scheduled to join us. Could not get together yesterday, but we believe we have her scheduled for the next segment to talk about tonight's NIT women's basketball game. But first, it's Wednesday. We always talk to baseball coach Travis Creel on Wednesday. Catch us up on the midweeks. Travis, back in Pearl last night, very similar to the game a couple of weeks ago where the Eagles get a lead early, but lose it toward the end and unable to put anything together the last few innings. Your thoughts about last night's game?
Yeah, not one of our best for sure. It's really every facet of the game. I didn't think we swung the bats very well. I didn't think we ran the bases very well. I didn't think we played great defense. We pitched it okay. So just didn't do enough to win a game, especially against a really good opponent.
Right. Unusual, I thought, in the defensive play. I don't think we've seen it. And, of course, things happen. You have those nights. But that was pretty significant in the outcome of the game, right?
Yeah, we played really good defense all year. And, last night, probably our worst game defensively. I think it only said we made two errors, but a couple more plays that we usually make that we didn't. We gave them, extended their innings very easily, probably gave them – 3-plus runs. So just all in all, just sloppy, obviously very disheartening. And after coming off a big weekend sweep and conference play, to come out and get a lead on them early and then just not play good baseball, man.
Right. Well, other than the 34 pitches that Cross Sibley threw, there were six kids out there pitching that have not been on the field much at all, Travis. So that's a and I'm not saying that that's the reason by any stretch, but oftentimes do you use midweek games to and this may be an obvious question, to take a look at kids like that otherwise you have not seen a lot during the year?
Yeah, I think you have to. And then especially, I know Oz was kind of worried about, maybe throwing Colby and McCarty a lot this early, and we want them fresh at the end as well. So, if we want to put together a really good season, we need those guys that pitched yesterday to pitch good. We know they're capable. We've seen it in fall and in early spring. So they're capable. They have good stuff. It's just about getting their feet wet and getting confidence back maybe after losing early in the season. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a thing we do in midweek games, but obviously we're trying to win the game as well.
Here's the other thing that fans might need to think about. Let's use those pitchers last night as an example. They were told in the recruiting process, look, we're going to give you a shot, okay? And any coach that's worth their salt is going to live up to that word, right? So that Oz, whatever the decisions are going forward, you can say, look, man, I gave you a shot. Here are the numbers, and, this is the way it is. And to the fan base that might think, well, why are we playing Ole Miss and Mississippi State and these nationally ranked teams in the middle of the week? Because that's how you get better. You know, you might have been able to play that poorly and still win if the opponent was weaker. And it's really not a question, Travis, but just kind of talk about those pluses and minuses of what the points I just made.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think, you know, obviously experience is everything, and that's when it comes to hitting and on the mound. So, you know, those guys got in the game last night. They're better for it. That's just the fact. You know, they pitched in front of a bunch of people. They pitched against a good team, and they had some adversity. And, you know, we grow from that as well. But also at the end of the day, man, those guys have good stuff, and we need them to be good for us. So, you know, if we want to make a run like we have the past couple of years, you're going to need, you know, 8 to 10 really good arms come postseason time. So we need some of those guys to do what they're capable of.
I'll tell you, a guy I really felt sorry for last night, and here's the reason why, is Cross Sibley, because the error he made on that throw to second base, he did the exact same thing, I think, his senior year in high school at Summerall. Mm-hmm. That cost, I think, maybe Summerall the championship game. A pickoff throw to second base normally would be routine. And, man, I hope that
– Yeah. He does it 999 times out of 100. How do you shake that kind of thing off, Travis, as a player?
Yeah, well, I think Cross is a pretty mentally tough kid, so I think he'll be fine. I think the big thing for him on that play is, you know, we inside move expecting them to steal, and they were. Just don't throw that ball. Just kind of see what he's doing, run at him a little bit, make him choose a direction, and then throw the ball. So, yeah, like you said, he makes that play 99% of the time. But he's, like I said, he's a tough kid. He's very mentally strong, and I'm not worried about his, you know, mentals on pickoff from here on.
I think sometimes too, Travis, fans lose sight of the fact that they are what you just said. They're kids. They're very young kids, and, you know, they're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's just part of the game, is it not?
Yeah, 100%. That's every facet of it. You just, you know, what Oz preaches, what we preach is just grow. Grow from mistakes. Learn from mistakes. Learn from successes. Learn from everything. And if you do that, you continue to get better all year. You know, we can play our best baseball in May and June like we have been doing for a couple of years.
And that is exactly what is important. I want to talk for just a second about Ozzie Pratt. He's been swinging the bat well the last three or four games. Got two hits last night. He is a great addition to the team, I think, Travis.
Yeah, Ozzie's a kid who comes out every day, plays really hard. He's got good bat-to-ball skills. He's a good defender at short. He's just a baseball player, man. He comes from a baseball family. His dad owns a facility in North Mississippi. Where he just grew up in the cages, and he loves it, and he's a gamer, and it's been big for us. And you know, I think you know, we're 20 games in roughly, and you know, I think we got the right pieces out there now to build around him. And I think some guys are starting to turn it around. We need a couple more, maybe two more guys to really be themselves. And if we can do that, we can really make a run.
So you're heading to Statesboro this weekend. This Georgia Southern program, very, very much like Southern Miss in that Rodney Hennen has been there as the head coach pushing 30 years now. Regional host last year, if I'm not mistaken. This Georgia Southern team that you guys are playing this weekend in Statesboro, and I can't believe that the Eagles have never played at Georgia Southern, but this will be the first time.
Yeah, what do you look for, Travis?
Yeah, I've never been there. I've actually heard a ton of similarities to Hattiesburg, to Pete Taylor Park, to our program. You know, they're kind of the Southern Miss of Georgia, so to say. So, yeah, I think they have good crowds. It's a beautiful ballpark and stadium I've seen on TV. And, yeah, they're very talented. You know, Georgia's one of the best high school baseball states in the country, and they do a really good job recruiting. So we'll have our hands full. But I think, you know, if we go out and play our game and play clean baseball, we can definitely go out there and be successful.
So, and the length of the trip, too. You guys are going to drive that or are you going to fly it, Travis?
No, we're actually driving. It's tough because it's an eight-hour bus. Mm. But if you fly, you know, you're driving hour and a half to New Orleans, you're flying into Atlanta, then you got two more hours to drive to Statesboro. So you're looking at pretty much 4 hours on a bus if you fly. So you might as well bus it. We're going to leave early in the morning tomorrow and get there in time to practice tomorrow night.
All right. This is a non-baseball question, Travis, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does it suck to have to sit for 8 hours on a bus?
It's pretty bad.
But you know,
older, the older I get, these knees and back don't feel great either. So it ain't fun. Luckily, you know, these days you got phones, you got some movies, whatever. And we'll do a lot of our scouting reports tomorrow as well on the bus too. So we'll have some time. We'll do some things to kill some time.
Yeah, but this message goes out to Coach Ostrander. Please do not give Travis Creel a phone and 8 hours on a bus, because that could prove to be problematic.
Feel free to give us a call, Travis, if you get really bored. We'll put you back on the air while you're traveling over there.
Come on, Kelly.
You're going to cut him. No, it's a great story. We won't go into it now, but you know, when you're a younger man, you
Travis, we appreciate you coming on every Wednesday, and you know, we always enjoy our conversations. So we're looking forward to seeing the guys back on the field this week, and I'm guessing, as a former player, you would agree there's nothing better after you've had a disappointing performance than getting back on the field and playing again. So I know you guys are looking forward to Friday night.
Yeah, no doubt. I think our guys will respond. We have all year. You know, after 21 games, we're 14-7. We're playing good baseball, and especially these last couple of weeks. So we're excited to get back on the field and get back at it.
All right, best of luck to you, my friend. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Travis Creel, everybody.
And again, the composition of these 21 games, Bob, 14-7, but name one weak sister that's been on that schedule.
It hasn't been. And
no.
You look at the strength of schedule according to the NCAA, and they'll tell you that. Look at the RPI. The RPI will tell you the same thing.
That's what it's all about.
Big basketball game in town tonight. Man, we're excited. Hope to get Joy Lee McDellis on the phone next. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net. We talk about it all the time. That's because we love Miss Kathleen. She's on Hardy Street right across from the campus, looking for part-time help. You want a great part-time gig, great atmosphere, wonderful boss, hang around Southern Miss people all day. What could be better? Check them out at Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net. I want to thank Town & Country Cleaners for their sponsorship of our program. Family owned and operated since 83. They offer services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location across from USM on Hardy Street, or you can call them at 601-264-4920. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's available anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Unable to reach Joy Lee McDellis. Hopefully we'll catch up with her before the end of the program. But let's go back to baseball for just a few minutes in the interim, Kelly. And look, nobody likes to lose games, and everybody wants to beat Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And I think if you go back and look at the records over the last 10 years, you'll see that Ole Miss and Southern Miss are about 500 with one another. So it's not like it never happens, but it was pretty clear. And I think if you were paying attention Monday and you heard what Oz said toward the end of the interview, you knew what was going to happen last night when he said, I got a number of guys busting their butt to show me what they can do. They're going to get their chance Tuesday night. That's Cole Boswell, Chandler Best, Ben Riley Flowers, J.W. Armistead, Lacey Payton, Drew Drunkenmiller. Kids, you just have not heard their names a lot, but they were on the field last night pitching, and you heard what Travis Creel said. You know, if you want to be really good in May, you know, you got to have a deep bullpen, and that continues to be what they're developing in the midweek.
There's something called advertising, but the best form of advertising is word of mouth, right? If somebody likes what you're doing or doesn't like, they're going to tell people.
Other than Super Talk advertising is what you meant to say, right, Kelly?
Well, yes. Well, we know that that's obviously when we have a waiting list of people trying to get on this show. But where I'm going with this is that, kind of to follow up a point that I was making with Coach Creel, is that if Coach Ostrander and his guys are recruiting you, and they say, look, you're going to get a chance here. So you put your life in their hands, you come here, and then don't get that chance. Players are going to leave, and then what are they going to do? They're going to get in their network of friends and say, don't believe a word that guy tells you, right? Because I never got a chance. You know, I've never gotten the opportunity. Don't go there. Well, this is just a man keeping his word, right? And again, they wouldn't have recruited these guys if they didn't know that they had the ability. But we all know that practice is different than real live situations. And again, if you go in there and play, you know, some school that has absolutely no baseball reputation, has no business playing you, you can play a game like the Eagles did last night and still win. Well, you learn nothing because you go straight to the bottom line and say, well, we won. You want to play teams that will cost you the game, that are good enough that it'll cost you the game if you're not minding your P's and Q's.
Right.
Love the way the schedule is set up. Just didn't work out last night.
I tell you what was a really good story last night, though, is Chandler Best. Now, you know more about Tommy John surgery than I do, but he had that last year. He missed the whole year. He pitched two innings last night. They came in really early in the ballgame. He faced eight batters, had two Ks, gave up only one hit, held Ole Miss scoreless in the two innings that he pitched. And that was a feel-good story for me. And that Kelly, is a guy that I think your son had that surgery. That's a good sign, is it not? It was his best outing so far.
It is because, well, first of all, let's put something to rest. You hear people say all the time, well, my son had Tommy John surgery, but he's throwing it better now than he did beforehand. That is not the case. All right, the great healer, the man upstairs, when the body has to be repaired, you're not going to come back better than you were. Right. All right, so you have to be able to, you can get close, but there's nothing like the real thing. So then the second thing is, well, how does it feel? You know, do you mentally have the capacity to go out there and just trust that the healing process is good and go back? Or do you change the way that... I remember Frank Tanana years ago, who pitched for the California Angels, and he had some arm problems, had to reinvent himself, and came, and he was a flamethrower from the left side. Mm-hmm. Threw his arm out, rehabbed, came... completely changed his style to become more of a finesse pitcher. But you still have to get it through your mind that, yeah, I'm good to go. And each time he goes out, he seems to be performing better and better.
Brand new team. Eagles have won 14 of their first 21 games with a complete new roster short of Pato and
Wilkes?
No. Well, no. Gosh, can't believe his name slipped my mind. Nick Monacera.
Okay.
Pato and Monacera, your only two position players that were on the field last year, back. Some new pitchers, a new coach. You win 14 of your first 21 with, the last I looked was the 12th toughest schedule in the country. Can we tone down the nuclear meltdowns every time we lose a game?
I think sometimes that people react that way just simply to get attention. You know, that they know what this is about. Again, Southern Miss folks know what baseball is all about and how you get to the regionals and how you get to host the super regionals. And I hope that some of these schools, and I hope it trickles down, Bob, to, you know, you coached travel softball back in the day. I coached travel baseball. I wish it would trickle down to these parents, too, that just because your kid's team is 24-0 doesn't mean they're any good. I mean, if they're playing lousy teams, they're not getting any better. No. And your kid is falling behind. So play the toughest competition you can. That's what makes you better.
I've told this story before, but I had the privilege years and years ago. Now, if Luke were here, he might not know who we're talking about. But I had the privilege of spending some time with Denny Crum, great Louisville coach. He was with Coach Turk that afternoon at Paul B. Johnson Park.
The late Denny Crum. Yeah.
And I never forget what he told me. And I asked him about playing such brutal schedule. He played brutal early schedule. That'd be like 500, you know. He said, I really don't care how we're playing in February. I only care how we're playing in March. Same thing, right?
Yeah, and they would always play in Hattiesburg on a Monday or a Tuesday, and they would be coming from UCLA, or they'd be coming from Duke, or Kentucky, someplace.
But every year, when it came time to the tournament, you better keep your eye on the Louisville Cardinals, buddy, because there was a good chance they were going to make a run.
It was kind of like the snooze alarm. On the, you know, okay, we've hit it a couple times during the race. Oh, it's... Yeah. It's March Madness, which we're right on the cusp here now.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations to North Texas.
Yeah, beat LSU last night.
Yeah, former Conference USA.
That's always good.
And Coach McCausland left, you know, North Texas to go to Texas Tech. So, yeah, good for the Mean Green. Anytime a conference like Conference USA can beat somebody out of that conference, the SEC, good news.
All right, Kelly, 2.5 minutes left in the segment. You know a lot about Georgia Southern. You have a child that graduated from there. And I'm sure Southern Miss fans just don't know much about this. What are the Eagles in store for? What will the atmosphere be like? What will the competition, the facilities, everything be like there?
Travis Creel is exactly right. There are a lot of similarities, even to their mascots. I mean, they're the Georgia Southern Eagles. You got the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Rodney Hennon, I think, is in his 28th season as the head coach there. They hosted a regional last year. It's very difficult academically to get into the University of Georgia. Very similar to LSU, every kid in the state of Georgia wants to go to Georgia, right? Well, not everybody gets to go. So Georgia Southern is the recipient of those kids that can't get in but are still pretty doggone good football players. And they've just, facilities-wise, you know, they just put $111 million into the athletic department to build a new basketball coliseum, which will replace the Hanner Field House. And it's the fastest-growing campus in Georgia by far. Lots of good restaurants. It's hot, you know. Now, luckily, the Eagles are playing in there this weekend, so it won't be as hot. It's the same for both teams, but beautiful facilities, easily accessible ballpark, and a great campus. I you know, encourage, if you're over there, to take a look at the Georgia Southern campus. Lots of great restaurants that are right on the fringe of campus as well. So this will be a good test for Southern Miss this weekend. And with all due respect to Marshall, you know, Marshall's not expected. You know, they're going to be tougher, as we mentioned, than people think. But we played them here. Okay, well, now you're playing a quality opponent on the road in conference play. And so anytime you win any of those on the road, it's like taking two steps forward. So let's hope the Eagles can get back in the saddle and play a good Georgia Southern team, again, coming off of a regional hosting situation last year. So this would be a good test.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up their I'm not nearly as good at this as Luke is. He's always got the device right there. And I apologize. I was going to try to get the
Their record?
Yeah, their record. We'll get that and share that with you on the other side of the break. Also talk about tonight's NIT game. And then there's some Saints news we'll talk about. A reject from the Commodores is now a Saint.
But a really good player.
No, he's a good player.
And I've got a beef, Bob, I've got a beef that I want to air on the program today. So hopefully you'll
Why do I always get nervous when you say things like that?
No, I know where the edge is, all right? I'm not going to send this to court, but something I think people need to hear.
Super Talk Eagle Hour continues after the break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you. 4th Street Bar and Grill, we appreciate them. Two great friends of ours, great place to hang out, good food, good drink, cold Pabst Blue Ribbon, all sorts of memorabilia on the walls. If you're lucky, you'll see Slade walk through, big celebrity, and always fun there at Kelly.
Actually, today it was chicken fried steak, I think, was the... And Booty's going to have... And, of course, Booty, the bartender there, his last name is Boudreaux, so the Booty's his nickname. But he's going to have trivia tonight at 7 o'clock, so if you're a big trivia buff. And I want to salute 4th Street, and I'm not going to say any other names, but I just want to – this is my beef, all right, that we talked about in the segment. Right. You know that when you go to 4th Street, the Southern Miss games are going to be on the televisions.
Right.
All right, now I wasn't able to go to Jackson last night. I had some other commitments, but I had people texting me and calling me saying that they were at other establishments in Hattiesburg who claimed to have, you know, sports stuff on TV, and there was, but they asked, where's the Southern Miss Ole Miss game? And they said that these different places were treated like they had three heads. All right? So... If you're going to be one of these sports places, know when the Southern Miss games are on, because I would feel kind of cheated. You know, if I was to go to a place and wanted to watch the Eagles game, and they didn't even have the game on.
Well, it's pretty much common sense. There's a Division I university in the town that you're trying to do business. You're a quote-unquote sports bar, but you don't have that university's athletic events on the TV.
And it's not like this was a makeup from a rainout. I mean, this has been on the schedule for about 7 months.
Two state schools involved.
Right.
It was two state schools.
Right. So I would just like to, but again, kudos to 4th Street. You don't ever have to worry about that. 4th Street is always going to have the game on. All right. But to the other places in town that have TV, I would just like to see you make a little more concentrated effort to make sure that the Southern Miss games get on TV.
I could not agree more. All right, Kelly did some softball interviews a few days ago. We're going to have some of those kids on the show tomorrow. We don't want to ever ignore them. Want to bring you this one. This is not very long. This is a conversation I had Saturday afternoon with Nick Monastir. Kelly, before we run this, put this in perspective. Here's a kid that can pitch, has played left field, center field, third base, second base, all at a very high level, on a very competitive Division I baseball team. How rare is that ability?
And he's good looking. So we hate him. We hate everything about him.
No, we don't, Nick. We do not hate you. No,
he knows what we're talking about. Yeah, the guy has no weakness whatsoever. The Tom Brady syndrome, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got everything
he's
going for him.
A young Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How rare is the skill, Kelly?
When you can do it all, man. And I think we're learning that about Colby Allen, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of skills that a lot of people might not have known that were there, but Coach Ostrander's bringing out in that kid.
All right, here's Nick Monastir after Saturday's win over Marshall. All right, Nick Monastir on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Nick, is there a position that you're not going to play this year?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I've been playing a bunch of them so far.
Great game here today. The team seems to really be talented. You know, you guys told us at the station earlier this year we were going to see a lot of young men we didn't know anything about, but, man, they're really here, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and we knew it all along. You know, all fall we got naughty all fall offensively, and we knew our pitching was there. And, I mean, we just – a lot of the outside didn't know, but, I mean, we had trust in them because we were with them every single day, every day during the fall, and we built that trust and that chemistry, and we knew we were going to, you know, just do what we do all year.
Nick, are you surprised at how well the team's playing in light of how many veteran players were lost last year?
I mean, not really. I know there's a lot of question marks after last year losing a bunch of guys, but our coaches do a great job bringing guys in and just, you know, establishing the culture that we have, and the older guys that we do have and the leaders on this team do a great job establishing that culture. But, I mean, no, I'm not surprised at all.
You know how unusual it is to be so talented you can play the outfield, third base, move to second base, and make a game-saving play at second base.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, God gave me those talents, so might as well use them.
Where can this team go, Nick?
Go to Omaha. I mean, I fully believe that we have every single piece that we need to make it to Omaha and win a national championship, and that's our expectation. We don't expect anything less, and we're not going to accept anything less. We just got to keep our heads down, work, treat every game as it's the most important one, like Coach Oz always says, and just keep grinding them out.
Now, you've been here. a lot of these kids, it's their first year. So think back to Tuesday night, the win against Alabama, and then you win an extra inning game on a Saturday. That must mean a lot to these youngsters who are really not accustomed to Southern Miss baseball the way you are.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they get to get out here and experience the Pete Taylor magic that we have. I mean, our fans do an unbelievable job every single time we're here, just bringing the energy no matter what. And yeah, it's a great learning experience. I was fortunate enough to experience it last year and got a good taste of it. And so that just brings me even more confidence every day this year.
We're mighty proud to have you on the team. Good work, man.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right, Nick Bonastere, good looking, I should add.
Yeah, don't you just hate that kid? No, I mean, we don't. I mean, no. You know what I mean.
Let me ask you this, Kelly. You coach a lot of baseball. Nick's a great player. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's struggling right now at the plate. He was 0-for-4 last night. I think he looked at the third strike 3 times. He just, you know, he just hasn't been himself offensively. How do you work out of that when you fall into that slump?
The first thing is you don't panic. Manage your expectations. And you hear people say this all the time. Even at the major league level, you're really good if you only hit 300. That's really, really good, right?
And that means 7 out of every 10 times you fail.
Correct. Okay, so put that in perspective and manage it. And look, it's not all about one guy. This is where, you know, the reason that teams win national championships is that everybody's clicking at the same time. But that's rare that it happens in any sport, okay? So he's having a little bit of a downturn, but then it's somebody else's turn to turn it up a notch. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what team sports are all about. But first and foremost, you got here because you know how to play. Don't panic. No major work has to be done on the abilities.
That's a good point.
In his words, God gave him.
Leading hitter on the team after last night's game is, and we've talked a lot about him a lot, is Dalton McIntyre. Your leadoff guy hitting .382. That's exactly what you want, right, Kelly?
Put him on base and then set him up for the other guys.
All right, and the new folk figure on the team, Billy Basham Butler, is hitting .347. And the up-and-coming hitter right now, don't let me overlook David Gillespie. He didn't have a good night last night, but he's at .280. He's been very impressive. The one that really has had a hot bat now for 4 games in a row is Ozzie Pratt, 2-for-4 last night, and that brings his average up to .280. So there's so many new faces and new names on the team, Kelly. I just wish our fan base could be a little more patient.
And I think when you get any offensive production from the shortstop, that's 2 pluses. Because the shortstop, you don't recruit a shortstop because he can hit. You recruit a shortstop because he can flash the leather, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you got a guy here that's playing good defense, good lateral movement, .280 is really good for a shortstop. I'll take that any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Gabe Broaddus is back on third base. There have been some injuries at second base, and that's required him to move Monastery to second. And Broaddus seems to be – he's a very talented kid. He seems to be struggling a little bit, and I wanted to ask you this today. How difficult is it? You play on a really good junior college team at Pearl River. D1, what is the difference that Gabe Broaddus is trying to navigate right now, you think?
It's not as much as you might think, particularly in Mississippi. The junior college system in Mississippi, baseball-wise, really strong. You've got a team up there in Decatur now. East Central Community College, the Warriors, are 30-0.
Wow.
They have not lost a game all year. Yeah, you hear about Jones and you hear about Pearl River, but here's poor little East Central up in Decatur has run the table with 30 wins. So normally it could be a big jump, but not that big of a jump considering, you know, you're at a Division I program, junior college. It's obviously it's quicker at the D1 level, but not to the degree that you might think.
Yeah.
But you just can't panic, all right? It's a long season.
It's a marathon, Scott used to say, remember?
Right.
Not a race. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
And the seasons are getting longer. You know, we talked about how basketball, it used to be where basketball season at the college level, your first game would be Thanksgiving weekend at a tournament somewhere. Well, now it's not unusual for the Golden Eagles to be playing games in October.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're playing then in March, hopefully. So October, November, December, January, February, March. That's a long season for these kids.
Just a preference for me. I'd like to see I'd like to see collegiate basketball cut back a little.
I would as well.
And collegiate baseball maybe extended a little, starting later. Instead of starting in the middle of February, why not start, say, the 1st of April, play April, May, June, you know, and then play the World Series in early July? Why not?
Hill Denson has long been in favor of that, particularly because it would level out the playing field, literally, for the teams north of the Mason-Dixon line who can't get a lot of reps because of the weather.
Right. All right, we haven't forgotten about the NIT game here in town tonight. Unfortunately, we're not able again today to catch up with Coach McNellis. A lot going on with her right now, but we will talk about the game and give you a preview next.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. D-Bat sponsors this segment of the program on Hardy Street. Great state-of-the-art baseball and softball training for children of every age, all the way up to college athletes. D-Bat, we're lucky to have that facility. State-of-the-art thing right here in Hattiesburg there on Hardy Street, and we very much appreciate all they do to support our program. As we do, Mobay Beignet Company, our favorite beignet place, and the official beignet shop of the Eagle Hour. Would you by any chance know what the sauce is this month?
I don't, Bob. I need to get back in there. But look, they've got, you know, that place in New Orleans has nothing on Mobay Beignet.
Absolutely. Now, that's the absolute truth.
Yeah, because you know down in New Orleans, they crank out those things. That dough could be 3 or 4 days old. You don't know.
Not here, though.
Right.
Also, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are fine. And coming soon, the all-new, I'm a professional announcer, by the way, Kelly, Genesis Showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Great show tomorrow, Danny Reed, play-by-play voice of Georgia Southern. Hannah Borden, one of our lovely softball players and a great kid. Going to have both of them on the show tomorrow. And you and I have the best gig associated with this show, and you and I are the ones that go out and get the player interviews, and isn't it delightful to get around these kids?
It is. It's it kind of invigorates you, you know, because you want to, as we get older, we want to be relevant. You know, we want to know what the kids are talking about, and the fact that they treat us with such respect. And I remember one of the athletes one time said, well, if we don't treat you with respect, you could talk ugly about us on the radio. And I said, we would never do that anyway.
No.
You know?
And Nick, we do not hate you because you're good looking and athletic and talented. And
well, you can speak for yourself.
Our version of Tom Brady, Nick Monacer. I'll tell him that the next time I see him.
Oh, I think he'll take that.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly has labeled you the Tom Brady of the baseball program, Nick. Nick's going to get it together, and all these boys are going to get it together, and this is going to be a baseball team, Kelly, that is going to challenge right down to the last day of the Sun Belt Conference Championship. They're going to challenge to win the tournament, and who's to say they won't host another regional
right
here in Hattiesburg?
Right. Well, it's not if they don't, it's not because they don't have the RPI to do it.
No, that's right.
You know?
And they proved last year they can win regionals on the road, too, so, you know. Southern Miss is not the team. If you're hosting a regional, Southern Miss is not the team you want to see come up on the board.
And we talked about this Georgia Southern team, and Danny Reed's going to fill in some blanks for us tomorrow. But you know, you look at this record, they're 9-11. But when you look at their schedule,
they've played a killer schedule.
That's another thing that they have in common with Southern Miss. They have played Georgia. They've played Georgia Tech. They've played Mississippi State 3 times. They've played Campbell. Don't laugh.
No, Campbell's a good baseball program.
They are. The Fighting Camels are tough.
Yeah.
So they've had a tough schedule. So this is going to be a good matchup this
weekend. Campbell's one of those Southern Miss type teams. You really don't want to play them. You know, you really don't want to see them coming.
Because some of the uneducated fan base is going, oh, Campbell, we ought to destroy them. Yeah. Well, like Dallas Baptist and one of these other schools that, you know, are just known to be baseball schools. Well, Campbell's one of them.
Right.
So.
All right, NIT game tonight, 6 o'clock. UAB in town, the Lady Eagles. I think it's fair to say we were all a little surprised when we got the news. Maybe not as much about the fact they had been invited to the NIT, but that they were allowed to host because, boy, Southern Miss, we had a 30-win men's basketball team. I hate to keep going back to that. That didn't get an NCAA bid, didn't even get a home game in the NIT with 30 wins. So this is a big deal. This is a wonderful thing for Dom Davis and all those girls and for Joy Lee McDowell.
And I will say I think they deserve it. You know,
I do too.
Based on the play on the court. Now I don't know about the attendance figures compared to the Lady Eagle crowds compared to the other participants in the tourney, but when you just talk about accomplishments on the floor, couldn't be happier for these young ladies to get another shot. And look, they pull this one off tonight. You know, we're being told that they could possibly host
Murray State.
Yeah,
apparently
the Racers.
Where's that school?
That's in Murray, Kentucky.
And what is the name of this?
The Racers.
The Racers.
Okay. Yeah, because of the horse racing in Kentucky, the Racers. Mm-hmm. So they were in that league that Donnie Tindall was in when Donnie Tindall was at Morehead State. So you know, it could be another home game. Yeah. So let's get out in some good numbers tonight.
Speaking of people who were hosed by the NCAA, Donnie Tindall.
Yes. But, you know, his Chipola junior college basketball team down there in Florida, they're in the national tournament again. I mean, he just keeps
a hell of a basketball.
Yeah,
coach.
He just keeps cranking them out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So,
all right,
6
o'clock tonight, no TV. So go buy yourself a ticket. It costs $10 to buy a chair back seat. You can get a bleacher seat for $8. Come on. Where are you going to get entertained like that for $10?
And where there's no other basketball until tomorrow. The NCAA tournament, of course, cranks off tomorrow. A lot of the teams will have their first round games. The Cyclones.
Any chance you could sneak in and quietly go unplug the DJ?
You're not a big fan of that the music, are you, Bob? I don't think I can. It's tough for me to sneak around anywhere.
It's not the music so much. It's like the
volume.
The jet airplane volume.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, we can hear it, okay? You don't have to.
Of course, the young people would say, well, you all listen to Fox News at volume 80 on your TVs.
Yeah, I know. I have to turn it up just so I can hear it.
it's a catch-22, isn't it? Hey, tell Dakota Fanning, by the way, I said hello.
I'll be talking to her later.
Okay.
We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We hope you will, too. Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.